see, we're up to item 7, Helen Birch. Morning, Hank. This is not your first page one item, is it, in 6 years? I think I've seen you before.
However, for Haiti, I'm the chief engineer, co-chief engineer with Benny Snag for the surveying department, which is part of the Habitat Division. And I'm also the habitat engineer for the Eastern Shore. I do have one correction on your eval. Under Helen Birch, it should be 12-1183. Not 12-1283. That's on the eval itself. It's correct on the agenda itself. Helen Birch requests after-the-fact authorization to retain 6 support piles that were installed to stabilize 2 existing permitted concrete breakwaters adjacent to her property along Chincoteague Channel at 3708 Main Street in the town of Chincoteague. The map of the Eastern Shore, the arrow marks the spot. That's northeast corner of the Eastern Shore on Chincoteague Island. Quad sheet showing Chincoteague Island. Again, the arrow marks the spot of the project. You see the causeway, Hassatig Island, and Wallops Island where NASA is. This is a 2009 aerial. At that time, the bridge had not been completed. It has been completed, and the old bridge has been removed. Again, the arrow marks the spot of the project, which is approximately 2/10 of a mile southwest of the Coast Guard station. A little closer view of the 2009 aerial. Mrs. Birch's son, David Birch, operates a small minnow business from the property. And the 2 existing concrete breakwaters that are part of this project or involved in the project are here and here. Just a little history. Back in 79, Mrs. Birch and her husband built or installed these 2 concrete breakwaters that extend back on both sides of the property here. And also there's a concrete retaining wall that was constructed in this area back in 79. However, it never got a permit, so somewhere in the mid-80s, they received an after-the-fact permit to keep the concrete breakwaters and the concrete retaining wall that's across here, which was not in the VMRC's jurisdiction but was in the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction and was approved. Since then, Mrs. Birch has received 2 different permits, one in 2001, which was for dredging this area. You can still see the dredge area here. And then again in 2008, she received a permit to install a small breakwater here, reconstruct her pier, and then put another new vinyl breakwater in front of the existing, bulkhead in front of the existing concrete breakwater, bulkhead. We were notified that there was a violation in early June of 2012 by an anonymous phone call that stated that Mr. Birch had installed additional pilings adjacent to his property. We conducted a site visit on June 11th of last year with Mr. Birch in attendance. He stated that the 2 breakwaters were leaning and he used a local contractor's equipment and hired 1 or 2 of the company's employees on a weekend to install the support piles. He also stated that since the breakwaters were already permitted, he did not believe any additional permits were needed and felt that the support piles were maintenance and repair. Staff considers any addition to any structure outside the permitted footprint as jurisdictional and subject to permitting by VMRC. We informed Mr. Birch that a permit would be required and he could apply for an after-the-fact authorization to retain the support piles. We did receive his joint permit application on August 7th of last year. They came with no drawings. We asked for drawings, and this is what we received on August 30th of last year. What you see here in red is the new pilings, and the yellow circles are the old pilings. Again, we asked for better drawings because there was no low water, high water, or anything on the drawings. And again, we received these on October 9th. Again, the red marks are the pilings themselves. In reality, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that are in our jurisdiction. This one's questionable here. And this was, these drawings were part of the permit that was issued in 2008, and he just threw the additional pilings in here. This is the southern of the two breakwaters, concrete breakwaters, piling one, piling two. Mm-hmm. This one's out of our jurisdiction above the high water mark. As you can see, this was a blowout tide. This was a negative half a foot tide. Normally, low water is on the bulkhead in here. And as you can see from this, gives you a good indication of what's on the bottom that you need to pick up. Other side, old pilings, 1, 2, 3 new pilings. These pilings are part of the 2008 permit to install the bulkhead here. And you can see how bad a shape that the concrete pillars are, the part of the breakwater. And eventually all this will have to be replaced. Again, it's the three pilings here. These were from 2008, prior to the last permit. As you can see on the southern pile breakwater, there were no inside pilings. And on the northern, there were no inside pilings. These pilings were support piles for the break, excuse me, for the old pier itself, and were not the support piles. I'll just leave that up there. We have discussed with Mr. Burch the possibility of a civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action by the commission. Mr. Burch still believes the support pile should be considered maintenance and repair and that a permit should not be required. However, he did indicate he was willing to pay a civil charge in the amount of $250 in order not to come over here as a consent item, page 3. However, since our civil matrix charge is as a minimum charge of $1,000, which is based on minimum impact and minor noncompliance, staff does not believe we could negotiate a lesser amount of for a consent agenda item. We've received no objections, and no state agency has expressed any opposition to the project. In our summary and recommendation, we believe if Mr. Burch had applied for a permit prior to construction, that it would have been administratively issued. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the after-the-fact support piles contingent on his agreement to pay an appropriate civil charge in lieu of further enforcement measures with a triple permit fee of $75. With regard to the civil charge, the impacts certainly appear to be minimal. However, staff believes Mr. Burch should have known that a permit may be needed since the family has received permits for structures in this area in the past. If there are any questions, he should have called our office for our clarification. Mr. Burch is here and here to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Badger?
So,
Mr. Tank.
Yes, sir. So when you're saying with regard to civil charge, you believe that we should charge the minimal, which would be $1,000?
That's all we could come up with.
Okay.
We believe it's not in our administrative review that we can offer less than $1,000.
Okay.
That's why it's here in front of you.
I just want to clarify that.
This is extremely minor. I almost hate to bring it in front of you, but we just didn't have any way to administratively address this. And to be honest with you, it's something we would not even have picked up on if it hadn't been turned in by a neighbor.
And Hank, for one more clarification, if I could.
Sure.
How many poles were put down total?
Six total,
and one was
above the high
above
water.
High water. Okay.
And there's one other one's questionable. So we're looking at a maximum of 5 that are in our jurisdiction.
Hank, in the evaluation, you note that Mr. Burch believes that the piling should be considered maintenance and repair, mm-hmm. and that a permit should not be required. Do we require permits for any type of maintenance?
Not for maintenance, if it's in the same footprint. For example, if one of the pilings on the outside, one of the older pilings, had fallen apart and it was pulled up and put back in the same footprint.
Then you don't need a permit.
I don't need a permit.
But this is putting down new pilings in a different footprint. So the maintenance argument really doesn't hold up.
No, we don't believe so.
Okay. Anything else for Hank? All right, Mr. Birch. Let me swear you in, Mr. Birch. Mr. Birch, this way. Let me swear you in. You swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please state your name for the record.
David Birch.
What's your name, Birch?
David Birch. The only thing I can see any different, Hank, it was an existing pylon here and on the outsides here. And I've put three new pylons to help hold myself. Like you said, it's just going to collapse and cost me $20,000 to redo it. I put six poles in the ground when I come home from Florida. My stuff was leaning. I borrowed fixed equipment because I worked for him. And I put my six pylon in the ground and thought I was fine. You know, that's all I can do. I mean, that's all I can tell you.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Birch? Mr. Tank.
So you were working for who?
Vic, VI.
Okay, all right.
I'm his master electrician.
Okay, all right. So you're pretty familiar with the rules and regulations.
Well, I didn't think I even had to have permits to be able to put a pole alongside of a pole. And I even asked my town, Kenny Lewis, the town commissioner. He says, we have nothing to do with that. So I didn't figure I even needed any kind of permit. Like I said, when I come home from Florida, my pylon was leaning. Mom's 86. I said, Mom, I got to do something. So I went ahead and did what I had to do. I bought the pylon and brought it in the bank.
Any other comments or questions? You want to add anything else at this point, Birch? Do you have anyone else to speak on the project? Is there anyone here in opposition to the permit? Okay. Thank you. Matters now before the commission. Mr. Palmer.
I see nothing egregious with this. Mr. Birch did what he thought was necessary, and, you know, the pilings fit right in here with the property as it is already. I make a motion to let him keep his pilings with no civil penalty.
Motion is to approve the application with no civil penalty. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Sessoms. Comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion carries. Thank you.